It's the Old Man Yells at Music podcast, a show about big and little hits from the 70s, 80s and 90s in the US, UK and Canada. Also forgotten albums, pop music on TV, and more. I'm your announcer, Annie Stewart, and here's the old man himself, Roger Stroop.
Hello, and welcome to episode 136 of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. I'm Roger Stroop. In today's episode, it's the third first-round bracket of the Old Man's Ultimate 90s Tournament of Uneasy Writer Songs, or Almond Tours for short. This is where I take 256 of the strangest, most unique, most out-of-place, and or most interesting hits that peaked within the top 40 of the Billboard Hot 100 between January of 1990 and December of 1999, put them in brackets, match them up against each other, determine the winners of those matchups, and express their outcome in the form of scores of fictitious American football games. Then I match up the winners. Then I match up the winners of winners, and so on, until we get down to the one ultimate uneasy writer of the decade who will join the winners from the 70s and 80s, Timothy by the Boys and 19 by Paul Hardcastle. So as I always do, I'll describe the competing songs, give their chart details, read some lyrics, then tell you the winner using football scores. And to complete the football theme, the matchups will be given names like bowl games, and the scores will be posted on bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, along with summaries that describe them as if they'd been actual football games. Hope you got that, but if you're still not sure, I think it'll become clearer as we get into it. But before I begin this third bracket, I have an announcement from the selection committee. The Uneasy Writer Tournament Selection Committee has always prided itself in thoroughly vetting all prospective entries to make sure they meet the qualifying standards required for participation. However, during the preparations for the third bracket of first-round matchups, we discovered that an error had been made and an invitation sent to an ineligible entry. Therefore, we have disqualified the entry, How Bizarre, by OMC, which was scheduled to participate in this series of bowl games. A replacement has been found and will play in one of the following matchups. The Uneasy Writer Selection Committee deeply regrets this error. Okay, wow. That's a shock to everyone involved, me included. I guess even in my tiny little fictional event, we're not immune to scandal, but we'll continue on. Nonetheless, we'll keep on. How bizarre indeed. First up, it's the Dear Old Golden Rule Days Bowl. Young MC's 1990 number 33, Principal's Office, faces I Love You Period, a 1993 number 26 hit for Dan Baird. Principal's Office is the Queens rapper's follow-up to his top 10 hit and 80s Uneasy Writer contender, Bust a Move. I've been sent to read the following lyrics. Now as I get to school, I hear the late bell ring. Running through the halls, I hear the glee club singing. And as I get to the office, I can hardly speak, because it's the third late pass I got this week. So it's in my first class, I run and don't walk. All I hear is my sneakers and the scratching of chalk. As I get to the room, I hear the teacher say, Mr. Young, I'm very happy you could join us today. I try to sit down so I can take some notes, but I can't read what the kid next to me wrote. And if that wasn't enough to make my morning complete, as I try to get up, I find gum on my seat. So with the seat stuck to me, I raised my hand and said, excuse me, but can I go to the bathroom, ma'am? The teacher got upset and she screamed out, no, it's off to the principal's office you go. Meanwhile, I Love You Period is a solo hit by the former singer of the Georgia Satellites, who had their own Uneasy Writer entry back in the 80s with Keep Your Hands to Yourself. Here are some lyrics, full stop. Back when I was going to school, I never learned a thing. All I did was daydream, waiting for the bell to ring. I had a certain teacher. I always tried to impress her. When she stood up in the classroom, I would mentally undress her. Then one day I decided that I would write a little letter. She said the spelling was a masterpiece, but the punctuation could be better. I understood what she was saying. I got the gist of her sentiment. She said, "I don't mean to be degrading, but here's the way it should have went. I love you, period. Do you love me? Question mark. Please, please, exclamation point. I want to hold you," in parentheses. So who's our first winner? Young MC's other hit was inferior to Bust a Move in this way, too. The concept of Baird's song is more original, and its cute story vibe could be taken in a less innocent way, given that it was the 90s, and that was when inappropriate student-teacher relationships really started making news. So it's the end of period for the principal as Love Beats Office, 3-1-10. Next up is the Kids These Days Bowl between two 1991 songs by Another Bad Creation, the number 9 hit Aisha and the number 10 hit Playground. Aisha sees the preteen protégés of New Edition's Michael Bivins talking about primary school romance. Here's an excerpt. "Aisha, Aisha, so glad to meet you. See you in the schoolyard, strolling with your teacher. The little skirt you played was really fly. She turned around and she winked her eyes, so I stepped to her like I knew her. The Biv is cool, but Rommel is cooler. The bell rang because I started to talk, yet the class is not there no more. At the playground, you know? That's where I saw this cutie. This girl was swinging and she looked so fly on the monkey bars. We climbed to the top and she touched my hand. That's when I fell in love. Aisha, you are the girl that I never had, and I want to get to know you better. Aisha, you know I want you so bad, and there's nothing anyone can do to keep me away from you." Meanwhile, Playground sees the individual members of the group boasting about themselves. Here's a sample. "Coming from the playground, take it straight back to the bricks. Yo, Chris, tell them where it is. Chillin', cooler than a squeak, kicking dirt on my sneakers. Suckers on the corner come down, looking down at their beepers. They couldn't get a job or a nice home, so they want to stay and wait for the payphone. Take Jojo, he's the youngest. Girls jock him because he's reverse-dressed. Strolling through the neighborhood, sweating their brother, trying to see what he's doing, why he's doing good. Rolling through the park, trying to make another hit. Little do they know that soldier's legit. I'm not saying this to put nobody down. This is what I see at the playground, you know. Which creation wins this round?" Aisha has more of a narrative, and that stands out more than the typical braggadocio, even when it is delivered by preteens. Aisha dumps the playground, 28-13. Then it's the Hoppin' in the Heat Bowl. Summertime, a 1991 number 4 by DJ Jazzy Jeff and the Fresh Prince, meets Criss Cross's 1992 number 1, Jump. Summertime sees Will Smith and Jeff Towns, who together had two 80s tourney bids with Parents Just Don't Understand and A Nightmare on My Street, extolling the virtues of the hottest season. Let's shine on some lyrics. Summer, summer, summertime. Time to sit back and unwind. Here it is, the groove slightly transformed, just a bit of a break from the norm. Just a little something to break the monotony of all that hardcore dance that has gotten to be a little bit out of control. It's cool to dance, but what about the groove that soothes and moves romance? Give me a soft, subtle mix, and if it ain't broke, then don't try to fix it. And think of the summers of the past. Adjust the bass and let the Alpine blast. Pop in my CD and let me run a rhyme, and put your car on cruise and lay back, because this is summertime. Jump, meanwhile, sees two Atlanta teens rhyme about bouncing up and down while wearing their clothes backwards. Believe these lyrics. You should know better. Criss Cross is not having anything today. As we stand there, totally crossed out, we commence to make you jump, jump. The Mac Dad'll make you jump, jump. Daddy Mac'll make you jump, jump. Criss Cross'll make you jump, jump. Don't try to compare us to another bad little fad. I'm the Mac and I'm bad. Give you something that you never had. I'll make your rump pump, pump, wiggle and shake your rump. Because I'll be kicking the flavor that makes you want to jump. How high? Real high, because I'm just so fly. A young, lovable, huggable type of guy. And everything is to the back with a little slack, because inside out is wiggida, wiggida, wiggida whack. I come stomping with something pumping to keep you jumping. R&B, rapping bullcrap is what I'm dumping. Ain't nothing something about crisscross. We all that. So when they ask, do they rock? Say, believe that. Who wins this one? Well, it's got to be the one where kids boast about wearing their clothes backwards, doesn't it? Yes, it does. Summertime falls to jump, 27-17. Now it's the Relaxation is Relative Bowl, in which the B-52's 1990 number 30 hit, Deadbeat Club, battles It Was a Good Day, which Ice Cube took to number 15 in 1993. Deadbeat Club sees the Athens, Georgia band behind 80s Uneasy Rider competitor Love Shack reminiscing about their younger days. I will not withhold lyrics from you. I was good. I could talk a mile a minute on this caffeine buzz I was on. We were really humming. We would talk every day for hours. We belong to the Deadbeat Club. Any way we can, we're going to find something. We'll dance in the garden in torn sheets in the rain. In the rain, we're the Deadbeat Club. It Was a Good Day sees the former NWA member recalling one of the less stressful periods of his life as a South Central LA gangbanger. Let's wake up to some lyrics. Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know, but today seems kinda odd. No barking from the dog, no smog, and mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. I got my grub on, but didn't pig out. Finally got a call from a girl I want to dig out. Hooked it up for later as I hit the door, thinking, will I live another 24? I gotta go because I got me a drop top, and if I hit the switch, I can make the ass drop. Had to stop at a red light, looking in my mirror, not a jacker in sight. And everything is all right. I got a beep from Kim, she can do it all night. Call up the homies, and I'm asking y'all, which park are y'all playing basketball? Get me on the court, and I'm trouble. Last week, messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers every way, like MJ. I can't believe today was a good day. What happens in this one? Well, happy gangster rap was a novel concept. And older rockers reminiscing about the old days, that's not really. Therefore, the good day clubs the Deadbeats, 35-7. Now it's the Don't Get Sad, Get Even Bowl. The 1990 number 30 Dirty Deeds by Joan Jett takes on Jumper, a 1998 number 5 hit by Third Eye Blind. Dirty Deeds is the former Runaways cover of a song by AC/DC about someone who will take care of your enemies for you. Reading the lyrics is pretty innocent, isn't it? If you're having trouble with the high school head, he's giving you the blues, you want to graduate but not in his bed, here's what you got to do. Pick up the phone. I'm always home. Call me anytime. Just ring 3624350. I lead a life of crime. Dirty deeds done dirt cheap. Meanwhile, Jumper sees the San Francisco band trying to convince someone not to take their own life. Here's some lyrics. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. The angry boy, a bit too insane, icing over a secret pain. You know you don't belong. You're the first to fight. You're way too loud. You're the flash of light on a burial shroud. I know something's wrong. Well, everyone I know has got a reason to live. Put the past away. Who takes this matchup? I'm going to go with the Blind Boys. Yes, a lot of 90s alternative was about depressing subjects, but this one is exceptionally so, and it's not a cover. So the Third Eye Crew jumps Joan 16-3. Now we've got the Careful What You Hope For Bowl. Skilo's 1995 number 13, I Wish, meets It's All Coming Back to Me Now at number 2 from Celine Dion in 1996. I Wish is a Chicago rapper's list of things he dreams of having. If you wish to hear some of the lyrics, I'll grant that now. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller. I wish I had a girl who looked good. I would call her. I wish I'd had a rabbit in a hat with a bat and a 6'4 Impala. I wish I was like 6'9" so I could get with Lyoshi. Cause she don't know me, but yo, she's really fine. You know, I see her all the time, everywhere I go, and even in my dreams, I can scheme of ways to make her mine. Because I know she's living fat. Her boyfriend's tall and he plays ball, so how am I going to compete with that? Because when it comes to playing basketball, I'm always last to be picked, and in some cases, never picked at all. So I just lean up on the wall, or sit up in the bleachers with the rest of the girls who came to watch their man ball. Dag, yo, I never understood, Black, why the jocks get the fly girls and me, I get the hood rats. I tell him, scat, skittle, skabobble, got hit with a bottle and put in a hospital for talking that mess. I confess, it's a shame when you're living in a city that's the size of a box and nobody knows your name. Glad I came to my senses, like quick, got sick to my stomach. Overcometh by thoughts of me and her together, right? So when I asked her out, she said I wasn't her type. Meanwhile, It's All Coming Back to Me Now is a dramatic ballad about recalling better times with a lover. And now lyrics are coming to you. There were nights when the wind was so cold that my body froze in bed if I just listened to it right outside the window. There were days when the sun was so cruel that all the tears turned to dust, and I just knew my eyes were drying up forever. I finished crying in the instant that you left, and I can't remember where or when or how, and I banished every memory you and I had ever made. But when you touch me like this and you hold me like that, I just have to admit it's all coming back to me. When I touch you like this and I hold you like that, it's so hard to believe, but it's all coming back to me. It's all coming back. It's all coming back to me now. There were moments of gold and there were flashes of light. There were things I'd never do again, but then they'd always seemed right. There were nights of endless pleasure. It was more than any laws allow. So who's your winner here? Celine Dion hooking up with Jim Steinman is big, but it was bound to happen. I Wish is a rare rap triumph for the underdog. It's All Coming Back isn't coming back, as Skilo's wish is granted by a score of 28-10. Next up, we have the Kids Aren't All Right Bowl. Metallica's number 35 hit from 1992, The Unforgiven, faces Crash Test Dummies' 1994 number 4, The Unforgiven is the last-minute replacement for the disqualified How Bizarre. It sees the authors of 80s Uneasy Rider contender 1 depicting a child struggling from birth to retain his individuality in a conformist world. I dub these lyrics. New blood joins this earth, and quickly he's subdued. Through constant pain and disgrace, the young boy learns their rules. With time, the child draws in, this whipping boy done wrong. Deprived of all his thoughts, the young man struggles on, and on he's known, a vow unto his own, that never from this day his will they'll take away. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown, never be, never see, won't see what might have been. What I've felt, what I've known, never shine through what I've shown, never free, never me, so I dub thee unforgiven. Meanwhile, is a Winnipeg band's series of audio vignettes about misfit children. Once there were these lyrics. Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cars had smashed so hard. Who wins? Well, the 90s had multiple instances of last-minute replacements winning major sporting events. John Daly got into the 1991 PGA Championship as the ninth alternate and won the whole thing. The next year, Denmark replaced Yugoslavia at the Euro 92 soccer tournament for reasons, and they won the tournament too. So it can happen. Will it happen this time? No. Because The Unforgiven is up against some weird kids and Brad Roberts' disconcertingly deep voice. Etc. shows no mercy to Unforgiven, winning 45-6. Then we have the Marvin Lee A Day Bowl between two hits by the man known as Meatloaf. The 1993 number 1, I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, and the 1994 number 38, Objects in the Rearview Mirror May Appear Closer Than They Are. I Would Do Anything for Love, But I Won't Do That, is a big Jim Steinman production from the album Battle of Hell 2, Back into Hell. The original album featured two 70s Uneasy Rider contenders, Paradise by the Dashboard Light, and You Took the Words Right Out of My Mouth. I will not disclose the reasons why I'm reading the lyrics. And I would do anything for love. I'd run right into hell and back. I would do anything for love. I'd never lie to you, and that's a fact. But I'll never forget the way you feel right now. Oh no, no way. And I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that. No, I won't do that. And some days it don't come easy. And some days it don't come hard. Some days it don't come at all. And these are the days that never end. And some nights you're breathing fire. And some nights you're carved in ice. Some nights are like you're like nothing I've ever seen before or will again. And maybe I'm crazy. Oh, it's crazy and it's true. I know you can save me. No one else can save me now but you. As long as the planets are turning. As long as the stars are burning. As long as your dreams are coming true, you better believe it. Objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are is, well, you can copy and paste my description of the first song. The lyrics are coming right at you. The skies were pure and the fields were green, and the sun was brighter than it's ever been. When I grew up with my best friend, Kenny, we were close as any brothers that you ever knew. It was always summer, and the future called. We were ready for adventures, and we wanted them all. And there was so much left to dream, and so much time to make it real. But I can still recall the sting of all the tears when he was gone. They say he crashed and burned. I swear I'll never learn why any boy should die so young. We were racing. We were soldiers of fortune. We got in trouble, but we sure got around. There are times I think I see him peeling out of the dark. I think he's right behind me now, and he's gaining ground. But it was long ago, and it was far away. Oh God, it seems so very far. And if life is just a highway, and the soul is just a car, then objects in the rearview mirror may appear closer than they are. So which meat passes inspection? Obviously, these are both Jim Steinman joints, and as such, they are huge, overstuffed productions. But the first one isn't just overstuffed. It was filled until it exploded, and then all of the pieces were gathered up and painstakingly recreated in the exact same way, and somehow maintained integrity until a nanosecond after the song ends. So what I'm saying is, I would do anything, we'll move on, after blowing past the objects, 59 to 11. This one is the She Don't Eat General So's Chicken Bowl. Dead Eye Dick's New Age Girl, which got to number 27 in 1995, takes on Summer Girls, a 1999 number 3 hit for LFO. New Age Girl is a New Orleans band's ode to a hippie chick. So let's meditate on the lyrics. I've got a New Age Girl. Tell us what she's like. Environmentalist Girl. Does she ride a bike? She has a crystal necklace. Does she spend a lot of cash? Though her vibes are rather reckless, she's heading for a crash. Oh, her flowing skirt is blowing in a transcendental wind, and she wonders without knowing, where did she begin? Mary Moon, she's a vegetarian. Mary Moon will outlive all the septuagenarians. Oh, she loves me so, she hates to be alone. Don't eat meat, but she sure likes the bone. Meanwhile, Summer Girls is a Massachusetts boy band's tribute to attractive women and non sequiturs. I don't think these lyrics will make you sick, but I make no promises. Hip hop, marmalade, spick and span, met you one summer and it all began. You're the best girl that I ever did see. The great Larry Bird, Jersey 33. When you take a sip, you buzz like a hornet. Billy Shakespeare wrote a bunch of sonnets. Call me Willy Whistle because I can't speak, baby. Something in your eyes went and drove me crazy. Now I can't forget you, and it makes me mad. Left one day and never came back. Stayed all summer, then went back home. Macaulay Culkin was in Home Alone. Fall deep in love, but now we ain't speaking. Michael J. Fox was Alex P. Keaton. When I met you, I said my name was Rich. You look like a girl from Abercrombie and Fitch. New Kids on the Block had a bunch of hits. Chinese food makes me sick. and I think it's fly when girls stop by for the summer, for the summer. I like girls that wear Abercrombie and Fitch. I'd take her if I had one wish, but she's been gone since that summer, since that summer. This is the closest contest we've had so far in this bracket. And in the end, Summer Girls prevails because its weirdness is disguised by typical boy band pop production, while New Age Girl is novelty from the word go. LFO eliminates Dead Eye Dick by a score of 35 to 31. Next, we have the I Had a Bozo Nightmare in Which I Missed a Million Miles of Fun Bowl. Loser, a 1994 number 10 hit by Beck, meets Lens number 9 from 1999, Steal My Sunshine. Loser is an LA singer's stoner rock tune with nonsensical lyrics. And you win the chance for me to read said lyrics. In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey, butane in my veins, and I'm out to cut the junkie with the plastic eyeballs, spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Stock, kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the and the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches. Sleep on the love seat. Someone came in saying I'm insane to complain about a shotgun wedding and a stain on my shirt. Don't believe everything that you breathe. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mace in the dark. Saving all your food stamps and burning down the trailer park. Yo, cut it. Soy un perdedor. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Double barrel buckshot. Soy un perdedor. I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me? Steal My Sunshine is a Toronto group's peppy bit of psychedelic hip-hop. Here's a snatch of the lyrics. I was lying on the grass on Sunday morning of last week, indulging in my self-defeat. My mind was thugged, all laced and bugged, all twisted, wrong and beat, uncomfortable in 3 feet deep. Now the fuzzy stare from not being there on a confusing morning week impaired my tribal lunar speak. And of course you can't become if you only say what you would have done, so I missed a million miles of fun. I know it's up for me if you steal my sunshine, making sure I'm not in too deep. Don't you steal my sunshine. Keeping versed and on my feet. Don't you steal my sunshine. So this was another very competitive game, but in the end, Beck is the one that sounds less like a surefire hit. The sun goes down on Len as the loser wins 34 to 26. Now we have the I Hope the Smoking Man Goes to the Giant Car Wash Bowl. The 1994 number 2 All I Want to Do by Sheryl Crow battles Bare Naked Ladies and their 1998 number 1 1 Week. All I Want to Do is the Missouri-born singer's country disco narration of hanging out at a drinking establishment. I would like to read some lyrics. This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A. All I want to do is have a little fun before I die, says the man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name is William, but I'm sure he's Bill or Billy or Mac or Buddy, and he's plain ugly to me. And I wonder if he's ever had a day of fun in his whole life. We're drinking beer at noon on Tuesday in a bar that faces a giant car wash. The good people of the world are washing their cars on their lunch break, hosing and scrubbing as best they can in skirts and suits. They drive their shiny Datsuns and Buicks back to the phone company, the record store, too. But they're nothing like Billy and me, because all I want to do is have some fun. I got a feeling I'm not the only one. All I want to do is have some fun until the sun comes up over Santa Monica Boulevard. 1 Week, meanwhile, is a Toronto band's tune about a couple on a break. It also contains a lot of pop culture references. It'll take me about 1 minute to read some lyrics. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, cocked your head to the side and said, I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room. I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it now and watch the hoodwink as I make you stop, think. You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi because it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Big like Leanne Rhymes because I'm all about value. Burt Camford's got the mad hits. You try to match wits. You try to hold me, but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake. I'd like a stinking, aching shake. I'd like vanilla. It's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show because then you'll know that the vertigo is gonna grow. Because it's so dangerous you'll have to sign a waiver. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral. Can't understand what I mean? Well, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve. I have a history of taking off my shirt. So what about this one? The ladies' barrage of pop references, familiar and obscure, were too much for Cheryl just sitting at the bar with the guy with the matches and the beer bottles. 1 week spoils Crow's fun, 44-17.
Hi, Roger Stroop here. As I'm sure you know, Old Man Yells at Music has a Patreon. I have for a while, but now I've streamlined it. 2 tiers and guaranteed bonus content at both levels. It's simple. And when you join, you will get a mention on the show. And I'll give you a song from my charts. You can tell your friends you have a hit. Just go on patreon.com/oldmanyellsatmusic, pick a tier, and sign up. You'll warm this old man's heart. Thank you.
Then it's the Me Fans Aren't Stupid Pigs Bowl. New Kids on the Block's number 7 from 1990, Tonight, squares off against Larger Than Life, a 1999 number 25 by the Backstreet Boys. Tonight is the Boston boy band's celebration of their loyal followers. Today I read lyrics. Remember when we said, "Girl, please don't go," and how I'd be loving you forever? Talk about hanging tough as long as you've got the right stuff. Didn't we, girl? Ooh, ooh. Didn't we, girl? Ah. Well, I guess it's a brand new day after all, every time we hear the curtain call. See the girls with the curls in their hair, the buttons and the pins and the loud fanfare. Tonight. Tonight. Larger Than Life has the same theme, except these guys are from Orlando. These lyrics are actual size. I may run and hide when you're screaming my name, all right, but let me tell you now, there are prices to fame, all right. All of our time spent in flashes of light. All you people, can't you see? Can't you see how your love's affecting our reality? Every time you're down, you can make it right. And that makes you larger than life. Who gets to play on? The New Kids go through on references to their previous hits and the fact that their song has tempo changes. Tonight shrinks Larger Than Life down to size by a score of 28-14. This one is the Read the Sticker on My Shirt Bowl. The 1992 number 36, My Name is Prince by, you know, takes on another number 36, 1999's My Name Is by Eminem. My Name is Prince sees Prince, he of the 10 entries in the 80s Uneasy Rider Tournament, rapping about how great Prince is. Here are Prince's lyrics. My name is Prince and I am funky. My name is Prince, the one and only. I did not come to funk around. Till I get your daughter, I won't leave this town. In the beginning, God made the sea, but on the seventh day, he made me. He was trying to rest y'all when he heard the sound. Sound like a guitar, cold getting down. I tried to bust a high note, but I bust a string. My God was worried till he heard me sing. My name is Prince, and I am funky. When it comes to funk, I am a junkie. I know from righteous, I know from sin. I got two sides, and they're both friends. Don't try to clock them, they're much too fast. If you try to stop them, they kick that ass, without a pistol, without a gun. When you hear my music, you'll be having fun. My Name Is was the breakthrough single by the Detroit rapper born Marshall Mathers. Say hi to some of the lyrics of the radio version. Hi, my name is, huh? My name is what? My name is Chicka Chicka Slim Shady. Hi, kids. Do you like Primus? Want to see me stick 9-inch nails through each one of my eyelids? Want to copy me and do exactly like I did? Try Sid and get messed up worse than my life is? My brain's dead weight.
I'm trying to get my head straight, but I can't figure out which Spice Girl I want to impregnate. And Dr. Dre said, Slim Shady, you're a basehead. So why's your face red? Man, you wasted. Well, since age 12, I've felt like a caged elf who stayed to himself in one space chasing his tail. Got ticked off and ripped Pamela Lee's lips off, kissed him and said, I ain't no silicone was supposed to be this soft. I'm about to pass out and crash and fall in the grass faster than the fat man who sat down too fast. Come here, lady. Shady, wait a minute. That's my girl, dog. I don't give a damn. Dre sent me to tick the world off. So who gave the better self-introduction? It's Slim Shady. The sing-songy rap and the combo of pop culture shout-outs and vulgarity, even when it was toned down for radio, were enough to dominate Prince's sincere yet predictable egotism. Eminem wins this battle 41-16. Next, it's in the title bowl. Lucas With the Lid Off, a 1994 number 29, meets the 1998 number 13, Are You Jimmy Ray? Lucas With the Lid Off is the only major hit for a Danish rapper. Let's open up some lyrics. Whatever bubbles up, I feel, run come follow me now. It feels so good, watch me now. Strike the right chord and I'll wrap my skull cap, electric, until I blow my top off and wrap my lyrics right around the global earlobes. In orbit, bit by bit, I make it fit. Because I'm here to knit myself together in whatever split form I format. And after that, I never stay the same and treat defeat like a doormat to jump around on. I'm here to spread poetic confetti. You ready? Open up your skullcap and let it rain. Let it rain, let it rain, let it drain. Only I'm too cool to have a good time. But really, I'm a muted trumpet type of talk away. Hey, move it to the front. Take it off. Catch the vibes because it's Lucas With the Lid Off. Are You Jimmy Ray is an Englishman's spin on rockabilly. I want you to know some lyrics. Are you Johnny Ray? Are you Slim Ray? Are you Fay Ray? Who wants to know? Are you Sting Ray? Are you Link Ray? Are you Jimmy Ray? Who wants to know? Hey, can you tell when you look in my eye? You don't mess around with me unless you're feeling dangerous. Are you into my scene? Lay it on the line. You come and take a walk with me if you're feeling dangerous. Because I'm meaner, I'm leaner, I ain't no in-betweener. With a reaper, I'm a dreamer. Good God, I'm a believer. What happens here? Lucas mixes genres and has some interesting lyrics. Jimmy Ray has his name in the song, and that's about it. Lucas shuts the lid on Jimmy Ray, 30-3. Now we have the Did You Know That She Used to Live in Her Car? Bowl between two Jewel hits. 1996's Who Will Save Your Soul and 1997's You Were Meant for Me. Who Will Save Your Soul is the Alaskan singer's debut hit. I saved some lyrics for you. People living their lives for you on TV, they say they're better than you and you agree. He says, hold my calls from behind those cold brick walls. He says, come here, boy, there ain't nothing for free. Another doctor's bill, a lawyer's bill, another cute, cheap thrill. You know you love him if you put him in your will. But who will save your souls when it comes to the flowers now? Who will save your souls after all those lies that you told, boy? Now who will save your souls if you won't save your own? You Were Meant for Me was her second hit, in which she details a day in her lonely life. These lyrics were meant for you. I hear the clock. It's 6 a.m. I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs. I got my pancakes, too. Got my maple syrup. Everything but you. I break the yolks and make a smiley face. I kind of like it in my brand new place. Wipe the spots up off the mirror. Don't leave my keys in the door. I never put wet towels on the floor anymore, because dreams last for so long, even after you're gone. And I know that you love me, and soon you will see. You were meant for me, and I was meant for you. So which Jules shines on? I've got to go with the one where she basically lays out her daily routine. It doesn't seem like a good idea for a song that's going to be heard by millions of people, a few of whom might develop an unhealthy obsession with you. There will be no redemption for who will save your soul, because You Were Meant for Me was meant to move on after winning 37-19. And our last matchup of this bracket is the We Can Watch That Movie You Kind of Like in That Trailer by the Sea Bowl. Joshua Cadison's 1993 number 26 hit Jesse faces Breakfast at Tiffany's, which Deep Blue Something took to number 5 in 1996. Jesse is an L.A. singer's tale of a woman who tries to get back with him just when he's just gotten over her. This is part of the picture he paints. From a phone booth in Vegas, Jesse calls at 5 a.m. to tell me how she's tired of all of them. She says, "Baby, I've been thinking about a trailer by the sea. We could go to Mexico. You, the cat, and me. We'll drink tequila and look for seashells. Now, doesn't that sound sweet? Oh, Jesse, you always do this every time I get back on my feet. Jesse, paint your pictures about how it's going to be. By now I should know better. Your dreams are never free. But tell me all about our little trailer by the sea. Oh, Jesse, you can always sell any dream to me." Meanwhile, Breakfast at Tiffany's is a Texas band's plea to a woman to stay in a relationship because both parties were somewhat positive about a certain Audrey Hepburn film. I say, what about the lyrics? You say that we've got nothing in common, no common ground to start from, and we're falling apart. You say the world has come between us, our lives have come between us. Still, I know you just don't care. And I said, what about Breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kind of liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we've got. Who gets the last spot in the second round? It's got to be the Deep Blue Squad. Such a flimsy pretense for maintaining a relationship. Not a movie that they both loved, just one they kind of liked. And one that much of pop music's target audience at the time probably wasn't aware of, because it was about 35 years old. So Breakfast at Tiffany's eats Jesse's lunch, 45-17. So looking at the aftermath of this bracket, we had a couple of close matchups, but once again, the results were mostly pretty conclusive. And I think it's a pretty open section. I can definitely pick out some potential winners, but I think it might depend on what song meets what song when. I'm not sure any of the songs left could win against all of the others. I can see all of them being vulnerable in one way or the other. So this might be the most interesting bracket in the tournament. I will write up the game summaries for this section and post them on bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com eventually. I definitely am going to have the second bracket up at last by the time you hear this. So watch out for that. And sometime in the fall, I will bring you bracket number 4. So stay tuned. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Old Man Yells at Music podcast. As always, if you like what you've heard, share, subscribe, and leave a review where you found it. You can also leave feedback on the Facebook and the X feeds, both of which are at Mr. B. Glovehead, or on the blog post for this episode, which is at bobbyglovescasey.blogspot.com, or you can check out the Instagram and Threads accounts at Old Man Yells at Music. If you didn't get all that, all the links are on my Old Man Yells at Music link tree. As always, there's a companion YouTube playlist for this episode, which I have a link to in the show notes. Also in the show notes is a link to my Patreon, where you can support the show and get all the bonus microdose episodes, including the latest with the Carpenters, and make my charts just like Mike Birmingham. All lyrics quoted are for the purposes of discussion and review. No infringement is intended. Next time on the show, we're looking at charts. Again, we're up to July, and the year is 1996, the month of the Atlanta Olympics opening ceremony. The one with Muhammad Ali and pickup trucks. Until then, I'm Roger Scroop saying, well, does he like butter tarts? Stay safe.